Someone more locally who's familiar with Panto, as well as many other stage shows, is Caroline Richardson, who is retiring after more than 25 years as the director of Norwich Playhouse. She also spoke to Rachel Banham about her time there and about her confidence in its future. Here's Neil.
Caroline Richardson's farewell season at Norwich Playhouse includes more than 50 shows encompassing comedy, issue-based drama, music and productions for children. There should be something for everyone, in fact more than one thing, I hope, Caroline says. Theatre is so important because it's live. Every time someone goes to see it, it's different. Theatre informs, it entertains, it gives out wisdom and it gives out mirth. It gives out everything that makes life worth living. Norfolk sketch duo the Nimmo Twins returned to the Playhouse stage in January with a load of old squit, the first of their 25th anniversary shows. The two-hour Best Of features their favourite sketches, songs and monologues, and Caroline says tickets are selling like hotcakes already. There are huge amounts of joy and laughter and delights coming up, and most of January, of course, is going to be the best of the Nimmos, she adds. I think that will be something that will put a smile on every face. Even if January turns out to be horrible weather, there will be something to warm the insides. Caroline joined the Norwich Playhouse in 1996, 6 months after it opened. It's such a lovely space, such a gorgeous building, and many people, whether they're sitting in the audience or standing on the stage, they love it here, she says. It's hardly surprising because it is unique, it's inviting, and it's so intimate and warm. In 2018, the Playhouse was awarded a Chortle Award for Best Comedy Venue in the Eastern Midlands. Caroline says, there have been so many high points, it really has been very, very exciting in terms of the sorts of acts and shows that we've been able to attract. She cites acts including Tim Minchin, Al Murray, Eddie Izzard, Dylan Moran, and adds, back in the day, we had just about everybody there, and that was amazing. Then they obviously moved on to bigger places and spaces, but it was lovely. Having Sir Ian McKellen at the Playhouse during his 2019 tour for his 80th birthday was also very special, she said. Caroline has been delighted to bring acts from Edinburgh Festival Fringe to the Playhouse. She was thrilled to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2019 Norfolk Arts Awards. She believes the Playhouse was beautifully built and is finished in lovely, lovely way. It has an amazing stage, which is much wider than your normal stage for a building of that size. Every single seat has got a very clear view, and it's got an amazing acoustic, so music shows adore coming here. There's a lovely frisson between the stage and the audience. It is that intimate, and that special, she says. Everybody comes in and just starts smiling when they come to the Playhouse. It's just one of those places that people feel very happy in, excited by the love and being part of it. She adds, I will always go back and revisit. I'll be somebody who goes and sees shows at all three theatres, but especially at the Playhouse. I've programmed the next 6 months until June, so I want to see some of those shows as well. I think I'll miss the audience's enjoyment the most. It's a great gathering of people who all really care about what we do, whether it's being able to hear a pin drop in an agonising drama or gusts and roars of laughter. Both are delightful. It's teamwork, and I've had an amazing staff over the years. It's absolutely wonderful to stand at the back of the auditorium in a sold-out show and think, I helped do this. The Nimmo Twins are on stage from January the 5th to the 23rd. They will also return with a new show, Holt, Who Goes There, in August. To book tickets, visit www.norwichtheatre.org or call 01603 63000.
Thank you, Neil. Norwich Playhouse is part of Norwich Theatre, which runs the Theatre Royal and Stage 2. Future programming will be led by its Chief Executive Officer and Creative Director, Stephen Crocker, and the Creative Programmes Director, Wendy Ellis. Caroline says, I'm sure it will be in extremely good hands, and it's wonderful that its future is safe now as part of Norwich Theatre.